greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Not old enough to be vintage and not new enough to be fresh, but it's just right in the middle. It's the 1990s. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Garage Punk Surfcast here on Radio Mutation, the world's only real rock and roll podcast network. I'm Strange Jason, one of the fiends behind Phantom Creek Radio, another one of the shows here on Radio Mutation. I'm also old enough to have lived through the 1990s. What a weird time to be alive. What's even weirder is that people of the modern day are having nostalgia for the 90s. Yeah, whether we like it or not, that decade has come back in style. I've often heard from both my peers and older folks how the 1990s were such a bad decade for music. Well, perhaps pop music wasn't that great, but surf music certainly put out some amazing releases during those 10 years. The genre did get a bit of a bump thanks to Pulp Fiction's use of Dick Dale's trademark version of Misery. But if the first set showed anything, the genre was alive and well way before Quentin Tarantino came along. In fact, you heard the Trash Women open things up with Nightmare at the Drag, followed by the Del Vamps and Undertow. Jackie and the Cedrics from Japan hit us with Thunderstruck. Monster Pete and the Chiefs had 6 Degrees. The Satans chimed in with their fuzz, static lo-fi mania that was Satan Surf. And we closed it up with the Tiki Men from Sacramento and Tiki Torture. This episode is full of surf music from the 1990s, if you hadn't guessed already. Though Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet released most of their work in the 1980s, they did cross over into the 90s decade. Most people know them as the band that did the music to Kids in the Hall, but us surf aficionados know them as, well, Not a surf band. In fact, they had a song that said, we're not a fucking surf band. Though they just released a box set compilation on Yep Rock Records entitled, I guess we were a fucking surf band after all. Surf band or not, I dig them and I think you will too. Here now, the Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet and their song, Spy School Graduation Theme.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Thank you.
another batch of 1990s goodness. Did you bust out your favorite flannel shirt, torn jeans, and teenage angst during that last bit of music? I sure did, and that makes it much harder to float along this surfboard. Some interesting cuts in that last batch, as we had the Alewives, Flight of the Flea, followed by the Neptunas and Mummy Walk. Definitely check out the Neptunas, I like them. Human Tornadoes came in with Shempen Surfari. We had the Halibuts, Banzai Washout, which, correct me if I'm wrong, featured one of the members of Los Straitjackets. And we closed it all up with the Tarantulas, Amazon-Legged Women. I wasn't terribly aware or old enough to appreciate surf music during the 1990s. I found most of this stuff while digging up new, relatively speaking, artists for my show of creepy and strange rock and roll called 6 Foot Plus, found over at 6footplus.com, number 6, F-T-P-L-U-S. You also hear some weird and demented surf songs on Phantom Creep Radio, a live recording of the broadcast of Midnight Monster Hop at New York City's famed tiki bar, Otto's Shrunken Head. Check out 6 Foot Plus, Phantom Creep Radio, and Otto's whenever you can. And speaking of tiki, we played Sacramento's Tiki Men in the first part of the show, so let's kick this last set of music off with the Tiki Tones and Man or Mancini. We'll be right back. that bit of 1990s loveliness? Why, it was The Mulchmen, demanding the impossible after the Tiki Tones' Manor Mancini. Then we had The Boss Martians, more booze, less ice. Good advice. Gravity Trio, Cocktails with the Gravity Girl, certainly agreed with that. And we finished that set with Mustang Lightning, Texas Voodoo Surf. Just like the 1990s, my time here is over. Thanks for tuning in. Hit up Phantom Creep Radio when it comes back from the dead for the finest rockabilly, psychobilly, monster mash music, and sinister surf songs. And find me over at number6ftplus.com, 6 foot plus. We'll check out with Huevos Rancheros, a band that existed quite literally only in the 1990s. Once the calendar changed into zeros, these heroes clocked out. This is Cindy with an S, and I'm Strange Jason with a J, somewhere in there, going under for the third time. I'll see you later.